Today on CityCast Chicago. Maybe you saw it in our newsletter, but the Chicago Tribune recently put out a little history quiz in honor of the paper's 175th anniversary. Of course, we wanted to put our Chicago knowledge to the test. So lead producer Carrie Shepard and I are going to compete. Yes, you heard me right. Compete to see who knows the most, which means it's got to be a loser and there's got to be a winner. It's Monday, June 13th. I'm Jacoby Cochran, and this is CityCast Chicago. We had to ask our lover of all things games and puzzles, Simone Alisea, to pick the best questions for trivia competition. Simone, I'm going to let you take it from here.
I'm going to ask each of you a question. If you know the answer to that question right off the bat, no help, you're going to get 3 points. If you're not quite sure, you need a little help, I'll give you the multiple choice. And if you get it right, you get 2 points.
Hey, I hope y'all realize she designed this whole scoring system. This is not in the Tribune. This is CityCast proprietary information right here. Like she came up with this. And I'm hearing it for the first time. It's already wild.
I know. I didn't realize there'd be a point system.
There have to be winners and losers. Therefore, there have to be points. If you get it wrong, your opponent has a chance to steal 1 point by giving me the correct answer. Yeah. We're going to do 5 rounds of this. Don't worry too much about it. I'm going to walk you through. So the first question is going to go to Carrie.
Okay.
Architecture, huge thing in Chicago, right? I want you to tell me, what was the name of Chicago's first skyscraper?
Well, I think, is it the Sears Tower, which is now called Willis Tower?
Is that your final answer?
Final answer.
That is incorrect. Jacoby, do you know the answer to this?
Can I get the multiple choice or no?
No.
No, on the seal?
Because Carrie didn't.
Hell no.
I'm making a ruling on that.
Come on.
Yeah.
No clues. Nope, no clue at all.
The answer is the Home Insurance Building, which stood...
There's always some insurance building.
It stood between 1885 and 1931 on Adams and LaSalle. It was actually, it's considered by many to be the world's first ever skyscraper. It was initially 10 stories, and then they added 2 more stories before it came down. The Sears Tower was completed in 1973, so that's a ways off.
Yeah, that's not that old, I know. I've gone through the history tour on top. I should know better than that. I've seen the slides. I've seen the timeline.
So no points on that round for either of you. Jacoby, next question is for you. Can you tell me who is credited with coining the term Magnificent Mile to describe the strip of shops, hotels, and restaurants along North Michigan Avenue? Who coined that term?
These is the ones you picked, G? Like, damn.
The first two are definitely the hardest.
Okay,
I think.
Good.
I'm gonna go with M. Daly. I'm gonna go with Richard M. Daly.
Final answer?
Yeah, that's gonna be my final answer. I know it's wrong, though. It's probably some obscure ass aristocrat.
That is incorrect. The answer is Arthur Rubloff.
I should have asked for the multiple choice and just went with the name I didn't know.
I'm trying to tell you.
I should have went with that multiple
Arthur
choice.
Arthur Rubloff.
Yeah, there is a Rubloff building somewhere, isn't there?
So I guess I had to look him up. I had no idea who he was. He was a real estate developer, and he coined the name in the 1940s, which I didn't guess the name was that old. Okay. I thought it was much, much newer.
I mean, were there even streets then? Wasn't it still just a long,
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure
unpaved?
In the 40s? Sure.
Pretty sure.
All right, so we are 0-0 at this point.
Carrie, this next question is for you. The Centennial Wheel is at Navy Pier, right? But can you tell me, for what Chicago event was the original Ferris wheel created? Where did the first ever Ferris wheel come from? What
that
event?
Was the 1893 World's Fair.
Ding, 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 ding. We're on the board now.
That's an easy one, but.
Is there any bonus points for where it was originally located?
Have at it, Smarty Pants. Say it.
Yeah, do you know? I actually don't have that on my list of facts.
Midway Plaisance over here in Woodlawn and Hyde Park.
Yes, nice.
And it was literal train carts. They could fit up to 60 people in there, including a bartender. It took 20 minutes to go around. It was nuts. It was a feat of engineering. And it was built in Pittsburgh, so crossover episode.
Yeah.
Like the original engineers from Pittsburgh. The
Do you know the name
Ferris. Some Ferris.
George Washington Gale Ferris Jr. What I loved about this question when you take it on the Trib site is the other two options were Pitchfork and Lollapalooza.
Oh, come on.
Just really that's why I didn't want to give you the multiple.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, Simone.
Jacoby, let's move to politics kind of a little bit. Can you tell me which Chicago mayor was assassinated here in the city? Ooh.
Hell yeah, because it's related to the World's Fair. Carter Harrison, he got killed like a couple days before the World's Fair in 1893 was even going to end. It's wild. The mayor got murdered, I think, in his crib. Like October 28th or something.
Oh my
like
God.
That?
Yeah, that's the exact date. That's,
come on.
That's wild.
I looked up mayors who got murdered for some reason. And
yeah. Some other facts that I didn't know about Carter Harrison Sr. So he was a Democrat. He was elected to four terms between 1879 and 1887, and then to a fifth term in 1893, and then died later that year. He was shot three times by a guy who said that Harrison had shorted at him for a city job, that he'd promised him a city job and didn't deliver. And so then he shot
him. Always.
Carrie, can you tell me what was Chicago's tallest building in 1959? And remember, you can ask for the multiple choice if you want.
I'm trying to think of like when the Hancock was built. Why don't you, may I have the multiple choice, please?
Yes, no shame.
Yeah, I didn't feel shame. I didn't feel shame.
See, why you say that? I was good. I was good.
So what was Chicago's tallest building in 1959? Was it A, the Civic Center, now known as the Daily Center? Was it B, the Chicago Board of Trade? Or C, the Prudential Building, now One Prudential Plaza?
The Prudential Building.
Incorrect. Incorrect. Jacoby, do you know it?
Yes, I've been on a lot of river tours, and I believe it's the Board of Trade. My uncle used to work there.
Board of Trade is bigger than Prudential?
The Board of Trade?
Yeah, by like,
do you know?
I want to say less than 20 feet. At the time,
significantly less. It's 4 feet taller and has three more floors, although most people tend to think it's the Prudential Building because it has a sky deck.
Oh man,
I really studied for that river tour, y'all. It was fake. It was not real, but I did my homework for like
we know month. We know you love that river tour. That river tour makes it in at least once a week into conversation.
Come on, man. I studied for 15 years.
No, it's good. It's good. It's useful. It's useful.
So Jacoby stole a point on that one, but now it is your turn to answer a question. Jacoby, can you tell me what famous Tribune headline falsely called the winner of a presidential election? I'm looking for the headline.
Boy, ass fat as hell. I don't know. Let me get the, can I get the multiple choice? I'm like the friend, phone a friend.
Yeah, you can get the options. So, what was the famous Tribune headline that falsely called the winner of a presidential election? Was it A, Dewey defeats Truman, B, Truman defeats Dewey, or C, McCain defeats Obama?
If the Trib did that last one, I'm going to be mad about that.
Dewey defeats Truman?
That is correct. So that is two extra points.
I did actually know that one.
I thought you would. It is a very common journalism cautionary tale.
I actually didn't know who Truman was. I just remembered Truman. I didn't remember the other one.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Right now, the score after round three, Jacoby has 6 points and Carrie has 3 points.
Okay.
I'm doing a site celebration dance off.
I need to get back in. I'm back in.
Carrie, I'm sorry to tell you, I have a sports question for you.
I like sports. I like all these topics. It just doesn't mean I know the trivia about them.
Can you tell me what was the original name of Wrigley Field? The original name of Wrigley Field.
Oh, God. I definitely need the multiple choice.
Was it A, Northside Park, B, Wegman Park, or C, Goat Park?
I think it's Wegman. Wegman Park?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
You're correct.
Is that wrong?
That's correct.
That is right. Yeah. That is right.
Wegmans, right? The department store?
I had no idea who this person was or where that name came from or how
I think
it was
a department store, right?
Wegmans is definitely a store on the East Coast, ain't it? It's like a grocery store chain. But Wegmans, I think it's spelled differently than Wegmans.
Okay. How's it spelled?
W-E-E-G-H-M-A-N.
Oh. Wegmans. What is it? What is Wegmans?
So apparently, I looked it up. It's named for Charles Wegman, who was the president of the Chi Feds, which was the team in the Federal League of Baseball between 1913 and 1915. And so the park was named for him. Jacoby, next question is for you. Can you tell me, what is the official flower of Chicago?
Chrysanthemum. Am I saying that right?
I think I'm going to give it to you. It's chrysanthemum.
He gets that.
Chrysanthemum. There we go. But I knew it was a long one.
I'm going to give it to you. It was adopted in June 1966, and it was included in Obama's presidential portrait to symbolize his connection to Chicago. Apparently, the chrysanthemum was popularized in the United States during the World's Fair. So that's another World's Fair connection there for
Man,
you.
Man, we was drinking for World's Fair's connection. We'd be about foaming. And I think it was Carter Harris. Oh, God.
Are we not drinking the World's Fair references then? You're saying, are we not supposed to be?
So a score check before we enter the final round. Jacoby is in the lead with 9 points. Carrie has 5 points, which means there is no way for you to come back from this. But, well, actually, you could theoretically tie. You could tie, and I have a tiebreaker question. This is for all the marbles, Carrie. Can you tell me what Chicago gangster is said to have coined the phrase "take him for a ride"?
Ooh,
looking for the name of a gangster.
I mean, I don't know. I guess I sort of feel like the easy answer is like Al Capone, right?
Is that your final answer?
I mean, yes, but I know it's not right.
It's not. Apparently, it was a Capone rival, Jaime Weiss. Apparently, Weiss was killed in a hit ordered by Capone at Holy Names Cathedral. He was killed in a hail of bullets on the steps of the cathedral.
Wow.
Yeah. Not a good guy. Jacoby, last question here for you. Can you tell me what city park was originally a city dump?
For sure. I got you. That's Grant Park, right next to the former parking garage of Millennium Park. Bang, bang, bang. And I win in this piece, and I win. I don't even need confirmation. I just know it. I know the answer. And the winner is Jacoby Cochran, the host of City Cash Chicago.
Damn, I should have made myself moderator, not one of the players.
I want to know what some of these other questions was.
You like to know? So
yeah, toss in a bonus.
So this was one of the ones where the answer was all of the above. So I'm going to phrase the question to you this way. Before it became the Crosstown Classic, the games played between the White Sox and Cubs had several different names. Can either of you name one of these? Give me one of these names for what those games used to be called.
The Segregation Social.
That's a good one. It's incorrect, but I like that.
How about the Red Line Rally? That's kind of good.
I love that one kinda a good. Lot. Here are some of the names. So here are the names that were included in this quiz at various points. I guess it was called the Chicago Tribune Twin Bill, the Mayor's Series.
Ooh.
And my favorite, Boys Benefit Game.
No.
Boys Benefit Game.
I like ours better. Jacoby, what was
I name? Really like the Segregation Social.
Segregation Slugger.
There you go.
Would you guys like to hear the final score?
I don't think we need to do all that.
Thanks, Jacoby. Thanks, Jacoby.
For our listeners, the final score, Jacoby ended the round ahead with 12 points, and Carrie makes a solid showing with 5 points.
That's nice you said that, Simone. I'm the one editing this. I'll just like make it. I'll retract that I won. Okay.
Sydney Madden took the quiz and she said she didn't do very well. She didn't give me an exact score. And she thought that she didn't like the questions. And so she is working on making her own history and culture quiz.
Hey, an alternate Chicago history quiz. Like it. Thanks, Simone.
Yeah, thanks for letting me do a game.
You're welcome. It's the last time. Thanks, Jacoby.
Oh, you are very welcome, Carrie. I really appreciate you joining us today. Simone, amazing game moderator. Okay. Great gamesmanship.
Well done.
Before I let you go, a little bit of news, y'all. Early voting starts today in all 50 wards. Let's be real. Primary turnout is usually pretty low, and many key races will likely be determined during the primary. So make sure you remind your friends and family to get out and cast a vote. You can check the show notes for more info. The 130-year-old Art Institute Lions are going on a little spa vacation. Tomorrow morning, they will be removed for cleaning, and they're expected to return in early July. Have some good news to get you through. After our little discussion last week about Chicago's parks versus beaches, y'all told us how you feel, and we're still split half and half. Holly from Humble Park is team parks, while Julia from Hyde Park is team beach. Leah, who's also from Humble Park, said they were team park by the beach, so they could have the option of cooling off in Lake Michigan without having to commit to being covered in sand. I see what you did there, Leah. I'm calling that one a draw. Let us know what y'all think at 773-780-0246. Leave us a text or a voicemail with your name, neighborhood, and if your team beach or team park. I'm going to be debating Sherman Dilla Thomas on this topic Wednesday night at Wright Club Chicago. And of course, I'm Team Parks. Check the link in the show notes for more info. As always, for more Chicago news, sign up for our daily newsletter at chicago.citycast.fm. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace.
Maybe we can bet the amount of points we have, like
Jeopardy?
Yeah. No, because then I would only bet one because I'm a snake. So, yeah, never mind.
Snake?
I'm the Price is Right dude who bet $1 ahead. I ain't lying. I'm trying to get on that stage, homie.
Such a snake move.
I'm trying to get on the stage.